So as Director of Stockport Council, have been for about the last 11 years or so. I think Stockport is a fantastic place to live and work, something I'm very pleased to be able to do both of. This morning, as Jackie said, I want to take you through really what is it, what's facing the council, and particularly how that plays out in terms of the relationship with the community and voluntary sector here in Stockport, and why it feels so important to us that Anchor Point is being established, why it feels important to us that we try out lots of different ways of working together. So thank you very much for inviting me today. I am pleased to be here to be part of this important event. So, the real strength, I think, of the new Anchor Point service is that it's been built with co-production at its heart. It's been designed and it's been produced by local groups here in Stockport. Importantly, I think, as well, with the involvement of a kind of an outside view as well, which has put down some challenge to the views that we've held here within in Stockport. And I think without that external challenge, actually, sometimes you can begin to, you can continue to still think in the same kinds of ways. So that's been an important dimension. And just as importantly, it will be co-delivered and managed by the community groups and by the voluntary sector organisations that it's set up to serve. That involvement of those groups is actually critical to the success of this enterprise going forward. For everybody that's here today that's been involved in this, I'm sure that the process that's you know, resulted in the creation of Anchor Point has felt like a very long one. But it is clear that everybody that's been involved in the many discussions and consultations about how the new service will shape up have been determined to get it right. So taking time over it has been a benefit. The discussions have been designed to make sure that everybody got a real chance to contribute. So there were different ways of going about that. So what we now have is a service that we hope genuinely reflects the needs and the wants of organisations in Stockport. But it is important to remember that we need to be flexible going forward and open to a need to continually think about whether this is successful, whether it's the right way to work, how things need to change. Challenging times, familiar to all of us. So, depending on how you look at it, this has either been the best or the worst of times to reinvent infrastructure services for the structure. So let's focus on why it might be the worst, first of all. The worst because we're all having to deal with uncertainty on a daily and an unprecedented scale, uncertainty about where our resources are coming from the future, what the shape of our services are going to be within the very limited and very challenging times for resourcing. Many organisations, perversely almost, are experiencing a dramatic increase in demands on services. I think particularly, it's something very close to my own working world and heart, to be absolutely honest about it. Changes in welfare benefit system are resulting in change for everybody who is using the welfare benefit system. Homelessness, domestic violence, mental health issues, family crises are on the increase, and they're representing increased demand for services, many of which here in Stockport are delivered within the voluntary sector. For many groups, the uncertainty is about the future of funding, and whether that's from the council or from primary care trusts, whether it's from small trusts, other outside organisations, or even through competitive processes such as lottery funding, then all of it looks more difficult than it had been previously. And for community and voluntary organisations, actually having to deal with a diversity of funding and resourcing sources has always been a challenge. Always meant that resources had to be put into acquiring those resources, chasing them down, finding the new sources. That's become even more challenging. So in all of those senses, with that much change around, this could be actually feel like the worst